about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in on this beautiful Valentine's weekend. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Before we even begin, I woke up seeing this email, and I thought it was kind of urgent, and I wrote him back already, but it's anonymous, okay, because I don't want to embarrass him. But he said, Dr. Dahlia, not to gross you out, but I had sex last night on Valentine's Day, and today I am very sore. I think I broke my penis. What do I do? You will not get me to walk into an emergency room this morning. I've been icing it. Oh, no, no. Oh, boy. Okay, so Valentine's Day, the day after Valentine's Day, is probably one of the deadliest days. You thought the holidays were deadly. When I did ER in Lake Havasu, I was an ER doc for about a year while I was finishing my training up in Nevada. And the day of, actually it was Valentine's Day, it was February 14th, 1998 maybe, we had 14 heart attacks come into the ER. I took 7. The other doctor took 7. They all lived. 14 heart attacks, okay, happening. And that was Valentine's Day. I think it landed on a Saturday. I need to double check. I don't remember what day I worked down there, but it was, it was pretty impressive. And thank God everybody lived, but impressive, bad impressive, meaning, you know, good for you guys for having sex, but we need to quickly talk about penis fractures. That's a pretty scary thing. And I've already emailed him and I told him, go to the ER. Okay, you don't mess with that. We're also going to be talking about heart attack symptoms, okay? And every now and then we need to review it, especially since February is heart month. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, if this is heart month, when do we finally talk about, you know, colorectal stuff? March is colorectal awareness month, okay? So everybody can kind of get their butts and gears and prep for that one. That's going to be colorectal awareness month. That's March. But right now, it's all about the heart because it's February. Valentine's heart. So we're going to talk about that. Some atypical signs of heart disease. We're also going to talk about how I guess a lot of Americans don't really do that well on science tests, where they say 25% of Americans think that that the sun revolves around the earth. A quarter of us have no idea that the earth rotates around the sun. That's a big deal. Remember the Titanic movie came out? And people a few years back, students were asked about the Titanic. And they go, oh, I thought that was a movie. I didn't realize it really existed. Yeah, pretty scary stuff. We need to talk about that. Okay. Then apparently a student at Berkeley might have caught the measles and spread it to other people. We'll talk about measles as well because that's always fun. And then I guess one of the cheapest ways to meet people and one of the most popular dating sites ever ends up being Facebook. So we'll talk about how Facebook seems to be probably one of the most common dating websites out there. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Call in now with your medical questions, your concerns, your comments, or advice for this man who thinks he fractured his penis. There's no bone in the penis, so technically it's not a fracture, but in medical terms we call it one because you have a tear to the corpus cavernosum. Now, the corpus cavernosum is like a spongy-like tissue that holds most of the blood during an erection. You could also have a popping sound. Stop the giggles. A popping sound when this occurs. If you go back to literature from 1935, that was apparently some of the first cases reported was back in 1935, even though you could just bet that this happened before. The problem with any sort of issue or tear to the corpus cavernosum is it could cause future problems with erections. And it is extremely important for you to get this surgically treated ASAP. You could also have angulation. When it heals, you have an angulation when it heals, and you don't want your penis to kind of veer off to an angle, because then it could be very, very difficult for, do I really have to go into that, really? Okay, I'm trying to be medical here, but obviously, you don't want your penis angled, because it's going to be a lot more difficult to have sex. Now, mind you, I understand that kids these days can do probably any position that I thought only somebody with hyperflexibility or Ehlers-Danlos could do. Apparently now there are so many ways and so many angles and degrees and parabolas and hyperbole, paragonal, trapezoid, rhomboid, polynomial equation type ways to have sex that maybe the angle isn't that big of a deal, but I just wouldn't risk it in case you meet somebody who just doesn't seem to be that mathematically inclined. Now, remember, there is no fracture, there is no bone. When you take x-rays, and if you even look at Neanderthal-type skeletons and fossils, no, there's no bones in there. It's all soft tissue. However, there can be the sound. That's why people think they fractured it. Intense pain, immediate swelling, bruising, and another thing, too, if I could just talk about swelling, not only of the penis, but of any extremity. The swelling itself could cause some sort of a compartment syndrome where you lose blood flow. The swelling of the inflammatory fluid could itself cause lack of blood flow, which is why you always need to elevate the extremity. Stop it. Stop making me laugh. You need to elevate the extremity that gets hurt. So if you hurt your finger, you elevate the finger. If you hurt your leg, you need to elevate the leg or elevate the ankle. If you hurt your penis, it's got to be elevated. I'm sorry. This is not funny. This is some serious stuff. Okay, so how does it happen? Okay, usually certain sexual activities, we'll talk about what puts you more at risk for a penis fracture. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Manna Bolsel here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we're on iHeart, so definitely tune into iHeartRadio. You can catch us. I'm not sure how to find you in the car, but definitely online. All you have to do is type in Dr. Dahlia on iHeart, and there's me. Saying hi. For those of you who live in the Las Vegas area, our Fast for Kids Gala is going to be next week at the LVH. Please follow me on Facebook or Twitter or message me at drdahlia.com so we can get you set up with tickets. And it is a phenomenal event. Open bar, sit-down dinner, entertainment. It is a phenomenal event. We would really, really love for you to come if you can. Fast for Kids raises money for autistic children in Southern Nevada. Apparently, a lot of schools don't have the extra funds to have these very, very highly specialized treatments or educational protocols for people that possibly need a little bit of extra time, etc. And Fast for Kids has been raising money for years for these schools. One particular school that we're raising money for is New Horizons. So I definitely want you to check that out. Go to fastforkids.org or message me on my website at drdahlia.com so we can get you information. We still have some seats left at the gala. It's going to be phenomenal. phenomenal. All right, when I was on break, somebody wanted to talk about getting a yeast infection from his girlfriend because he's red. It looks like everybody's asking about their penis, I guess, today. Somebody thinks he broke his. We'll talk about yeast infections in a second, male yeast infections, but really quickly, they say when it comes to penis fractures, they say they most often occur when the sexual position requires the woman to be on top. So some of you have been kind of concerned because you don't do it the typical missionary style, which to me, I didn't even realize there was any other sort of position other than that. I mean, to me, it just makes a lot of sense that you could sleep afterwards. You really don't have to move. You know, you could just fall asleep. And but I guess there's other types of positions, right? You know, why do the extra work if you don't have to? But that could be an issue because of the certain forces, which I don't really want to go into just in case there's some kids in the minivan. All right? But then they also say if there's any blunt trauma, okay? Apparently, some people will actually get hurt playing football. It doesn't always have to be a sexual act. Like a football helmet could just, boom, plow somebody down, and then unfortunately, so, you know, these are things that, again, we really don't mess around with. So let's say you have a young boy, child, and he plays football, lacrosse, etc. If he says he has any pain down there, please have a urologist check that out, okay? A way to tell, like this one person who emailed me this morning is sometimes you will have an S shape, like you know, like holy, you know, smoke S shape. Okay, that's how you remember that. So if it looks like, and why would it be like an S? If you look down, right, your penis may look like an S, and the reason why is the blood is forming in the area, and a clot is forming where you could have an issue and a tear. Sometimes they need to MRI you. Stop the giggles, people. Come on. This is some serious stuff. Sometimes they need to MRI you. Sometimes there's a procedure called diagnostic cavernosography. Like the cavernous, right, because it's the cavern, right? Corpus cavernosum, it's cavernosography. We are able to ography almost anything, right? You guys notice that? We have angiography for the vessels, right? Now you can cavernosography. Pretty, pretty cool. And then, of course, most of the time you need to have surgery. Now, sometimes you will have, unfortunately, a curvature. Sometimes you can have nocturnal erections. Sometimes there could be other types of issues. But just make sure that you see your doctor, because that's a pretty important stuff. Now, getting a yeast infection from a female. This has been something we've talked about where you'll have a female say, or a partner say, you know, I keep getting a yeast infection every month. My doctor's ready to run HIV tests on me. What's going on? Well, it's not that you have HIV or diabetes, which is something that should always be ruled out with multiple yeast infections, but sometimes you guys are giving it back and forth to each other. Now, STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, are usually just that. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, herpes, HPV, human papillomavirus, HIV, I think we already talked about syphilis, okay, trichomonas. These are sexually transmitted diseases. But there are diseases that you can pass back and forth to each other during sex. You could pass the flu to each other. I remember I was at KFNX, one of my affiliates years ago in Arizona, and somebody called in. This is when the swine flu was huge. And he had the swine flu, but his girlfriend was coming into town and he wanted to have sex with her. So he was afraid he was going to give her the swine flu and asked if he could wear a mask while having sex. This is no joke. So, of course, I ripped him a new one. You know, I told him that's the most unromantic thing I've ever heard. You're going to still probably give her the swine flu. You know, that's ridiculous. And you know, I just made him feel like crap because I thought that was absolutely dumb. But then again, I mean, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't admit that my husband asked me to wear a mask whenever he has sex with me. So, although I don't think it's because he doesn't want to get the swine flu. So, yes, there are communicable diseases you could pass that aren't considered STDs. Yeast is one of them. Bacteria vaginosis, Gardnerella, that you could pass back and forth sexually, even though we don't consider it VD, venereal disease. disease or an STD. So if that's the case, and you're a man that thinks you are developing a balanitis, like yeast infection on the penis, which is infection of the bowel, okay? Got to watch it here. All right, B-A-L, balanitis, an infection of the. I really don't want to be continuing to talk like this. It's like a Saturday morning right now, and there's kids around. But anyway, you guys get the point, okay? Sometimes there's fungal infections, allergic infections, types of things. We treat that. If you don't know if you have yeast, sometimes if your partner has been confirmed to have multiple yeast infections, we'll make you go to Walmart. Okay, I'm always at Walmart. Go to the yeast infection cream aisle. Okay, you'll notice it because there's big advertisements for Vagisil. Usually there's always a V in any name for a female product. There's a V in there. Then you could kind of put some of the cream on yourself. But again, definitely double check that with the doctor. And don't do it if it's S-shaped. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, apparently, some of the most popular places for people to find their new love ends up being Facebook. Over Twitter, over MySpace. I didn't even know MySpace still exists. I think I set up a MySpace, and about 5 minutes later, Facebook came out. So I never really did the whole MySpace thing. I feel bad for MySpace. MySpace was huge. Remember how big that was? And then all of a sudden Facebook takes over, and then everybody forgets about MySpace, just like the BlackBerry. BlackBerry was huge, and then all of a sudden everybody leaves BlackBerry by the wayside. I think that's not fair. Yeah, I really do. I think whoever is the pioneer and whoever comes up with the first product should be the one that really reaps all the benefits. I mean, you know that's going to happen in radio, okay? I wasn't the first one in radio, but I was probably one of the first ones to kind of do it as badly as I do it. And sometimes bad radio really sells. And there's going to be somebody who's going to do a real crappy medical radio show. And that person is going to be getting the movie deals, right? And all the apps. Whereas I was like, wait a second. I did a crappy medical radio show first. No fair. Happens. It just does. All right, now, what about the safety of meeting somebody on Facebook? Well, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, I had a patient today who was a new patient for me, but apparently he and I have been friends on Facebook for a long time. Now, remember, doctors are not supposed to be Facebook friends with their patients. But what happens if one of your Facebook buddies becomes your patient? Well, you have to immediately, you know, kick them out, do the whole vampire thing where you show them a wooden cross and you got, no. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I just don't give medical advice on Facebook. I'm very vocal with the board. I call the board anytime I have a question. They're so sick of me. They know me by name, right? And so, you know, so far, as long as I'm not giving medical advice on Facebook, it's okay. But we really do garner and develop these relationships on Facebook, for crying out loud. And now you're hearing that many people are actually using Facebook as opposed to online dating. Now, I didn't realize, but some of these online dating sites cost money. So that may be one reason why people go to Facebook. And it's kind of interesting because I've had people that will message me asking if I know who another one of our co-friends are because they'd like to ask them out on a date. And, you know, there's some innocent stuff out there. Unfortunately, you also have sexual predators that you got to be careful of. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663,
866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am so bad I went off my diet because I was at Target and they had those Dove chocolate hearts. Oh my gosh. You can't just stop at 15. I mean, you have got to just go through and eat the whole package. So I'm kind of feeling guilty right now. I'm going to have to definitely exercise and Kegel for the next couple hours just to burn off one of those chocolate hearts. This was an interesting email I got to read to you guys, okay? Russell writes, Dahlia, I'm divorced of 3 years and have developed a relationship with a lady on Facebook and I'm at the juncture of asking her out. How do I execute this without appearing to be a sexual predator? Do I send a message saying hi? I'm nervous. It's been a while since I've been on the dating scene. By the way, hi. And then he laughs. Okay, thank heavens. I know. Is that scary for a second there? I was so creepy. Okay, by the way, hi. Now, I am very, very married. I am very married. No, okay. So this is a good question. We're about to talk about this. This is an email I had received a couple weeks ago. It would have been perfect if one of you guys called like right now, okay, and so I could talk to you about this, but it transitions nicely into how to identify a sexual predator on Facebook or some of these other dating websites. All right, but then what I think a lot more of you are kind of interested in is how to not look like a sexual predator. You know, when guys would hit on me, you know, there were ways where it's just, I mean, oh my gosh, so wrong, and completely turns you off, etc. But the guys that knew how to do it smartly knew how to invite you in. They're like, look, you know, I don't want to hit on you and the way everybody else hits on you, but I got to talk to you and say hi, so... You know, is this okay? Can I come up to you and say hi? And isn't that all just all cool? You know, where they're all humble, etc. Here's the problem, okay? What was cool and what guys figured out what to do 20, 25 years, well, in theory, for me, a couple years ago, what now predators have perfected. So these sexual predators that we're now seeing online, many of them, they're smart enough to not just come up and go, I want to have sex with you. All right. They know how to draw you in, and they could draw you in into months long of a relationship before they then go in for the kill. So you need to remember the movie The Juror with Alec Baldwin, and I think Anne Hetch was in that movie. And the movie was kind of weird because Anne Hetch seemed tall, but she was taller than Demi Moore, but Demi Moore is short. And I think Alec Baldwin was supposed to be like a boyfriend to her, and then she didn't realize that the only reason why he was a boyfriend is because he wanted to get to Demi Moore, and so he ends up killing her anyway, I think, okay? And then the kid in the movie ended up being in the latest Batman movie, and we're all confused, all right? That is probably one of our worst nightmares, to think that we have engaged in a relationship with somebody who could possibly be predatorial. Now, most of these criminals and these perverts and these psychopaths usually will try to commit their crime or their bad deed early on. Patience doesn't always seem to be a virtue, but then again, you do have somebody like James Holmes, Jared Loughner, James Holmes who did the Aurora, Colorado shooting, Jared Loughner who did the Tucson shooting, that actually does premeditate, plan, put a lot of time. Those guys are real sickos. But a lot of sexual predators will kind of act quickly. So we'll quickly talk about how to identify a sexual predator and then how to approach somebody to not look like a sexual predator. Not that I want any sexual predators to be listening to this and getting advice and then trying to trick somebody, because if you're a sexual predator, you are not allowed to listen to my show. No. Okay, so whenever somebody is overly nice, if you get the heebie-jeebies, okay, that could be a concern, all right? Or if it's somebody just out of the blue, okay? If I am going to introduce myself to a stranger, now I introduce myself to strangers all the time when I want to pitch, you know, to get new affiliates or TV work. I'll say, look, you know, you probably don't know who I am, you know, but I've been on the radio for years. My name is Dahlia. I'm a physician. I'm a 36, 24, 32. I'm blonde. I've done modeling, you know, okay, I may, you know, lie up something, right? Okay, but, I mean, there will be some sort of a, shall we say, a intro. Many of us, and I get these all the time, somebody out of the blue is like, hi, I want to meet you. Okay, they're idiots, okay? Duh, no. So those people, absolutely a big N-O. Or if they are overly... shall we say, liking your post. So, for example, you post something on Facebook or post something on Twitter, and they are favoriting, which is a word now, or liking every single thing you do and always commenting on it, and you don't know who this person is. That gets to be a little creepy, okay? All right. Remember, leave them wanting more. You don't want to be overdoing it. Okay. So for those of you who are innocent, these are things you may accidentally be doing that looks like you could possibly be being a predator. Okay. If, let's say, without even knowing you, they really want to meet you in person. Now, of course, I kind of get a lot of these emails because people listen to the show, so they end up thinking they know me, and, you know, people like to you know, meet pseudo-celebrities. If I'm allowed to call myself a pseudo-celebrity, I get that. But if there is no reason for them to have had any interaction and all of a sudden they want to meet you, that's a concern, okay? All right, because there's another way to approach somebody. If, let's say... Let's say there's a person that starts to show interest in family members of yours, that could be a little creepy. Now, I remember in the olden days, if you wanted the guy to pop the question, you had to get in good with his mother. Okay, so I get that. I get that. But if they are commenting on pictures of your kids, and honestly, I'm guilty of this too. We probably really should stop posting, you know, pictures of our kids, because there are some real wackos out there that could be unfortunately fantasizing or premeditating or something. We really got to stop that, okay? You know, my kids love photobombing my selfies. I put selfies up, but if my kids want to be in there making faces, one sad bombed. I was trying to do a picture of us, so he immediately throws in a sad bomb. I posted it. I don't care. Okay, anyway, let me see another good, you know, sometimes they'll try to test the water by throwing in some sexual jokes. I hate that. I can't stand that, okay? Don't be making sexual jokes with me. I'm a married woman of 17 years, and I don't shave my legs anymore. Sex is the last thing on my mind, all right? Then emails. Sometimes they may have, like, an email that appears to be kind of weird, you know, where it just doesn't seem to be like a typical, you know, sometimes those emails could be kind of weird or something that would go into spam, etc. Okay, so if you are, let's say, a nice guy, nice girl, trying to approach somebody, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and if you have any better advice than I do, because I haven't been on the single scene, please call in. How do you approach somebody on Facebook, if that's now your new dating website, and do so without looking like a sexual predator? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or 1-877-362-3254. Or email us at drdahlia.com. All right? Like I said, don't do any of those things where you're just overly advancing, etc. Okay? What I would suggest is if you did meet somebody and you guys have been friends for a while, you just be dead. Well, maybe not completely honest in terms of the sex part, okay? Like, you know, all right, I want to jump your bones. Don't do that. But let's say, you know, if I was a single guy, okay, and I've been single for 3 years and I met somebody or whatever, all right, you know, I would just say that. I would say, you know, look, okay, I don't want to ask anybody out on Facebook, but I'm single. And you and I have a lot in common, and you look like it'd be fun to meet, even not for a date, something like lunch. Is that going too far? Is that something that sounds fun to you? I'm kind of new at this. Be so humble about it. Girls really dig that kind of stuff. I know everybody says we like the cocky guys who are all, yet not always, no. Okay, you could start doing that once we know you're not a predator. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI on this beautiful Valentine's weekend. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my favorite movies was Armageddon with Bruce Willis. Not because I'm a Bruce Willis fan, but and Steve Buscemi fan and everybody else that was in that movie, Owen Wilson and oh, gosh, I can't think of his name from The Green Mile, who I loved, who is past Michael. Why can't I think of his name? Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Great stars in that movie. But everybody kind of made fun of that movie because they tried to stop an asteroid from hitting the Earth by detonating a nuclear bomb, and then they killed Bruce Willis. Oh, Ben Affleck was in it. Yeah. Okay, so, and then the girl from Lord of the Rings, right, Liv Tyler. Okay, so anyway, apparently a team, an Iowa team, outlined their vision at a NASA conference saying they could do the same thing. And it could work, and they could do it if they have a one-week notice. This is called the Hypervelocity Asteroid Intercept Vehicle. It's an HAIV craft that would rendezvous with an asteroid in deep space. Apparently, it would hit the asteroid or comet, create a blast crater, and then I guess there's supposed to be nuclear explosives that then explode, and I guess I really don't know much about this and how it would work because, again, you know, I just understand, you know, just, you know, that whoever, whatever happened with Armageddon, Bruce Willis died. So, I mean, as long as they could kind of do this projectile-y with nobody having to actually sit there and go down with the nuclear head. You see, that's Hollywood for you. Pretty cool stuff. Sends a small projectile to create a crater on the asteroid surface, and then milliseconds later, a nuclear warhead detonates inside of it. And they say, we have the solution. Using our baseline concept to be able to mitigate the asteroid impact threat with any range of warning. This was quoted by Bong Wei of Iowa State University at the 2014 NASA Innovative Advanced Concepts meeting. I gotta tell you, that would probably be a meeting I'd like to go to. You know how I make fun of a lot of the medical conferences, right, on how boring some of them could be? I gotta tell you, I would love to go to this NASA Innovative Advanced Concepts meeting, even though I have no desire whatsoever to go out into space. I think that's pretty cool stuff. Okay? They said the 60, remember there was this 65-foot wide space rock that detonated in the skies above the Russian city of Chelyabinsk? I guess, remember, it injured about 1,500 people last year. They say this has helped spurn the need to really figure this stuff out. And many people think the asteroid is what killed the dinosaurs. You know, how could the dinosaurs have died? I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe I don't really have a theory on that. I will, though, develop a theory. It'll be something medical. Maybe one got syphilis. Then everybody got syphilis. I don't know. But anyway, it's called the Hypervelocity Asteroid Intercept Vehicle. Now, while we're talking about science, this was a very interesting study. Apparently, every 2 years, the National Science Foundation releases a report. This is being reported by TheAtlantic.com on the state of science in the U.S. and around the world to see what do people know. So they ask questions of various people of different countries. Does the Earth go around the sun? Does the sun go around the Earth? True or false? Electrons are smaller than atoms, etc. So they took about 2,200 people. And they found that Americans, even though they did as well, if not better, than some of the other countries, still a good proportion of them don't really know that the Earth revolves around the sun, as well as the sun revolving around the Earth. So, for example, here was a question. The center of the Earth is very hot. True or false? 83% of Americans said true. Then what does the other 17% think? South Korea beat us. The European Union beat us. Japan equaled us. We beat Malaysia, India, and China on that one. Then, here's another question they gave. The continents have been moving their location for millions of years and will continue to move. Again, about 83% of Americans said that's true. 17% didn't. Why would that be? Does the Earth go around the sun or does the sun go around the Earth? Okay, we did worse than South Korea on this, so with only 74% saying the Earth goes around the sun. 26% thought that the sun moves around the Earth. Another question they gave was, all radioactivity is man-made. No, it's not. Okay, there's a lot of radioactive material in our Earth. Again, 72% of the United States answered that correctly. Electrons are smaller than atoms. True or false? Only 52% knew the answer to that. Electrons. Remember, you had the protons, the neutrons, and the electrons doing the neutron dance. Remember in the 80s, we were all doing the neutron dance because the Pointer Sisters, except with singing on key? So, I mean, we kind of knew. We understood that. No. Unfortunately, 52% had no idea that electrons were smaller. I'm sorry. 52% knew the answer. 48% didn't. Laser works by focusing sound waves. Answer is false. Only about 48% got that right. The universe began with a huge explosion. Now, okay, for some of us that believe in creationism, I give us, we're allowed to miss that one. But the answer was supposed to be true. Only 38% got that right. Only about 62% knew that the father's gene is the one responsible for determining the sex of the baby as opposed to the mom because of the Y chromosome. What are we teaching in schools? How come more people don't know this? Then a lot of people missed this one, which we really need to correct. About 50% of people thought antibiotics will also kill viruses. No, they just are designed to kill bacteria. Now, some people will say, but my Z-Pak cured my cold. Well, either the cold was going away, or maybe the Z-Pak changed the environment to make it less hospitable to virus. But a Z-Pak is not supposed to kill viruses. And then the final question, that Americans only got about 42% right. Although, again, for those of us that are more biblically minded, I think we have an out on this one. Human beings, as we know them today, developed from earlier species of humans. Apparently, everybody except Russia beat us on that one. So, you know, when it comes to science and not including anything that has to do with, you know, how we think man was made or the earth was made, some basic science type questions, we're not doing very well. Now, I think the schools are teaching it. All right. But maybe we're using the word teach inappropriately. Okay. In order to teach, somebody has to be learning on the other end. If not, you're not teaching, you're just rambling. Okay? All right, I could be a doctor just rambling about the various layers of the skin, right? Or your stratum corneum and what it could look like microscopically. But if I don't take the information and convey it into a way that you are able to receive it, digest it, and keep it, then I'm not a good teacher. You know, this is a big problem I had with biochemistry. We would have to learn the Krebs cycle. Now, I am a 42-year-old woman who had a 1450 on my SAT, graduated cum laude at UNLV, went through medical school, passed all my boards and certifications first time out. Honor student, National Honor Society, I still, for the life of me, do not have that damn Krebs cycle retained. Why? Because it was never taught in a way you could learn. You just had to memorize the sucker. So maybe we need to figure out a different way to teach so people remember and learn. Because we can't have these other countries beat us. We're supposed to be Americans, the tip-top of our game. Guys, have a phenomenal Valentine's Day weekend. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Email me whenever you want. And don't forget to go to fastforkids.org to get signed up for the gala. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.